All right, so what happened? Let's see what happened. Results. Those told that they were stutterers became, remember the fluent kids, and remained, those that were, stutterers. Okay? So reinforcing or telling them that, that yes, that was a stuttering incident, made them continue to be stutterers, even into later life. That's why they were suing later on, because they were stutterers their entire life. This formed the basis for the diagnosogenic theory, which, as I mentioned to you. So what that theory means is diagnosis. If you diagnose somebody as a stutterer, that's the cause of it. Genic is always the cause. Okay. So what's happening here is they're saying the reason why people stutter is because you told them they were stutterers. Okay. So that's a very popular theory. This was one way to definitely go about and test that theory. But what are the ethical issues? Did we do harm to these individuals? Are they better off? So one of the ethical issues was conducting research in an orphanage without disclosing the real purpose. They weren't straight up with the orphanage people. And at that point in time, I hate to say this, you know, these were kids that were left behind. They weren't protected like they should be. So the orphanage people may or may not have cared what they did. They're like, yeah, sure, come on in, do some research. Oh, you want to work with kids? Great, we got kids over there, okay? So you've got to tell them exactly what's going to happen, what you're going to do. They didn't really do that. What was the purpose of the study? They attempted to convert kids into stutterers. That was their purpose. Okay, in order to prove their theory, they had to take kids that would have never stuttered and turn them into stutterers. Now you say, well, maybe they would have. Well, as you know, we usually know around age 4. You've got a lot of normal non-fluencies going on early on, but around the age of 4 is when you start to notice that kids are going to have trouble for the rest of their life. So they had to come in. These kids were older, and they turned them into stutterers. So this was done in a way that really ended up hurting some people throughout life. So this was a concern. At this time, we didn't have controls on research. These people did not willingly go in to hurt these individuals. Now, I don't know why they didn't offer them stuttering therapy and stuff afterwards. That's kind of interesting. Mary Tudor graduated and went on, but this kind of haunted her for the rest of her life.